وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Shall we continue taking the class from the book أصول السنة للإمام أهل السنة إمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله؟ قال رحمه الله: والجنة والنار مخلوقتان قد خلقتا كما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: دخلت الجنة فرأيت قصرا ورأيت الكوثر، واطلعت في الجنة فرأيت أكثر أهلها الفقراء، واطلع ورأيت النار فرأيت أكثر أهلها النساء، واطلعت في النار فرأيت أهلها النساء. فمن زعم أنهما لم تخلقا فهو مكذب بالقرآن وأحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا أحسبه يؤمن بالجنة والنار. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله said in this noble book from the binding Sunnah that everybody should adhere to. He said to believe that heaven means the Jannah, paradise, and hell have been created. To believe that heaven, the Jannah and hellfire have it is already been created. As it has been narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I entered paradise and saw a palace. And also he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I saw Al-Kawthar, a river in paradise, the river of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also in another hadith, and I look in paradise and I saw most of its people, its inhabitants were the poor people. Another hadith, and I look in the fire and I saw most of its inhabitants, the women. Imam Ahmad said, whoever denies that they, means the heaven and hellfire, both have been created, he has belied, he denied the Quran and prophetic narrations. And I do not deem him to be from those who believe in heaven and hellfire. Before the last paragraph of this noble book, Imam Ahmad talked about this issue from the Masail al-Din, Masail al-Aqidah, which is that the Jannah, the paradise, Darus Salam, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prepare u'iddat lil muttaqeen, for the pious, for obedience, the place there is no sickness or worry or grief or death or depression or any kind of hardship. Rather, it is a place of joy and happiness. And it is forever, that Jannah, heaven, which no one will enter it except a believer. لن تدخل الجنة إلا نفس مؤمنة. No soul will enter but a believing one. No one will enter except with تقوى الله. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا. تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. The one that Allah will inherit the Jannah is the one who has taqwa, is the one who obey Allah Azza wa Jal. The more you obey Allah, is the more you are from the people of Jannah. The more you obey Allah, the higher you be in the Jannah. So this Jannah, Imam Ahmad said, well, Jannah, and also the hellfire is where there is all kinds of hardships and suffering and pain and torture and problems. The worst thing to be, فَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. No place is ever worse than the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Imam Ahmad said, the Jannah and the hellfire, مَخْلُوقَتَانْ are created, means have already been created. Means the Jannah, the paradise and heaven is already created. It already exists. It's not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create on the day of judgment. As some of Ahlul Bid'ah, some of the people of Ahwa, they say. They deny that the Jannah, that the hellfire exists now. They say it doesn't exist. Say it doesn't exist. Why it doesn't exist? They say nobody is entering Jannah now. Nobody entering hellfire. People will only enter on the day of judgment. What is the point of hellfire and Jannah existing now? They say it doesn't make sense. Therefore, there is no Jannah. There is no hellfire at the time. How it doesn't make sense? And Allah Azza wa Jal is one who mentioned in the Quran, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, is prepared already. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ الْآيَاتِ. It's already prepared. Likewise, hellfire, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, it's already prepared for the disbelievers. How something that Allah mentioned, عَزَّ وَجَلْ, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, how it doesn't make sense if you have good sense. Likewise, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in many narrations that the hellfire exists, that he saw the hellfire. He entered hell, he saw hellfire, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, the Jannah, he entered the Jannah. How you say it doesn't exist? So, Ahlul Sunnah, they believe it exists. قَدْ خُلِقَتَا, Imam Ahmad said, indeed, it was created already. خُلِقَتْ, فِعْلْ مَادِي, something past tense. كَمَا جَاءَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, as come from the messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. What has come from the messenger of Allah? That he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ فَرَأَيْتُ قَصْرًا. I entered the Jannah. Prophet already entered inside the Jannah, paradise. And he said he saw a palace. Palace, great, beautiful house. Also, he said, وَرَأَيْتُ الْكَوْثَرَ, I entered Jannah and I have seen the Kawthar, the river that Allah gave to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ. Also, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the way, this hadith, first hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, second Bukhari and Muslim, third Bukhari and Muslim, and Imam Ahmad is sufficient to authenticate the hadith. So, the other hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, وَطَلَعْتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, I saw the Jannah, فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا الْفُقَرَاءِ, I have seen the most of his people, the poor. The most of the inhabitants of Jannah are poor people, not the rich people. Also, the poor people will enter Jannah before the rich, how many years? 500 years. So those people who are comparing one another to the richness, remember that. Most of the people in Jannah are poor people. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, وَطَلَعْتُ فِي النَّارِ فَرَأَيْتُ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِهَا النِّسَاءَ, and I saw the hellfire, and I saw the most of its inhabitants are women. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the women themselves, why, O the Messenger of Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُكْثِرْنَا اللَّعْنَا وَتَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرَةِ, you curse a lot and you are ungrateful to your husband. If your husband does everything and one time something go wrong, you will say, you will never did anything for me. That's what the woman says. You never did anything for me. ما رأيت خيرا قط منك. Subhanallah. So you are ungrateful. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned the solution. How can they be safe from that hellfire? It's not a joke. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, تصدقنا. Give charity. Give sadaqah. Give sadaqah. In another hadith, when they ask why women are the most inhabitants in hellfire, he said, تكثرنا الشكاه. You complain a lot. Too much complaints. كذا وكذا. طيب, if we understand the hadith, alhamdulillah. If we don't understand, if we are true believers, we say سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear it and we obey it. We human, our knowledge is limited. Our understanding is limited. Something you may not understand today, you may understand after time. Either through knowledge or through experience. So, what you do not understand, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not true, it doesn't exist. So a believer, whatever Allah mentioned, Azza wa Jal, whatever His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the true believer, he believes it. He believes the haq, it is the truth. سمعنا وأطعنا. If you after that understand, alhamdulillah, you increase knowledge. If not, that doesn't affect the existence and the truthfulness of what Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger mentioned. If you understand what is the wisdom behind Fajr prayer being 2 rak'ah and Isha 4 rak'ah, if you come to that knowledge, there has to be a reason. There must be a wisdom. Allah Azza wa Jal does things based on Al-Hikmah, the All-Wise, everything. We are believers, we are not atheists. There's nothing just to happen. Everything happened by the permission of Allah. And Allah is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Everything is based on Hikmah. If you come to know why Allah make Fajr prayer 2 rak'ah and make Isha 4, alhamdulillah, you increase knowledge. But if you don't understand, then you believe it. It is the truth. Allah did that for a purpose. Is this something very hard to understand? Very easy to understand. Naam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, قال ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. Oh Allah, show me how you create the dead. Allah asked a question to his messenger, to his slave, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وعلى نبينا محمد أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. Allah said to Prophet Ibrahim, أولم تؤمن؟ قال بلى. Don't you believe? Oh, of course, oh Allah, I believe it. ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. But in order my heart to rest, means to get more knowledge. Now I believe it, I want to see it. هناك علم اليقين وعين اليقين وحق اليقين. علم اليقين, you have certainty, but through knowledge. عين اليقين is certainty, but through seeing it, through عين. And حق اليقين is what you touch and test. So Prophet Ibrahim wants more knowledge. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that knowledge. قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. So if you get that knowledge, alhamdulillah, certainty. We don't have that knowledge Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had for how Allah created the dead. We don't have that one because he saw it. That is good. But if you don't have that knowledge, it doesn't mean you disbelieve that Allah is able to create the dead. لا آمنا كل من عند ربنا. I have a question. This masjid, who is ready to take a lot of money tonight? $100. US, not Canadian. and show me in this masjid something one of the people brought, one who human, and someone brought inside this building, this masjid, with no reason, behind. $100. If I don't have it in the wallet, inshallah, I promise it to you. Naam. Can anyone see? Someone who deeply think, look around you. Anything, anything. Don't say, make it easy for him. Don't take the money from him. Take the money. One small thing in this masjid, around you, someone brought it for no reason. Do you see it? You don't. You will not see it. Why? Who knows why? This is my second question. Yes, why this tissue? Why this mic? Why this phone? Why this book? Why that bottle of water? Why is the table itself? Why the light? Why the roof? Why the carpet? Why? Yes? Ahsanta. Because the one who brought has aql, has intellect. Has intellect. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِيْهِ مَا نَوَى. Because you have aql, you do everything you're doing for a reason. Right or wrong, you do for a reason. Subhanallah al-Ali al-Kabir, al-Hakim al-Ali. If we who human don't do things without a purpose, whatever we're doing, there is a reason behind it. Is it accepted logically? Allahu al-Kareem, the all-wise, does things without wisdom. تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. So based on knowing that, you know Allah, whatever He legislates, whether it is al-amru al-kawni, universal command, or amru al-shar'i, religious command, legislative command, all of it is based on hikmah. Why earthquake take place? Why tornado take place? Why someone die and born? Why everything is based on hikmah? Wisdom. If you know it, alhamdulillah. You don't know it, as a believer, you believe it. كل من عند ربنا. يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمدي. That day, everything will be clear on the day of judgment. So when Allah call, they will answer with praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because the call of Allah is haq, it's truth. Ash-shahid. So if we understand this hadith, why most of the women, most of the inhabitants of hell are women, if we understand it, we have knowledge to understand, alhamdulillah. We don't understand, we believe it. Because who said this? As-sadiq al-mastuq, the truthful one, who should be believed, who should be trusted, alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam Ahmad said, فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُمَا لَمْ تُخْلَقَا فَهُوَ مُكَذِّبٌ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Whoever claimed that annahuma, the paradise and hell was not created, فهو مكذب بالقرآن. He belied the Quran. وأحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He also denied the prophetic narrations of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. إمام أحمد said, ولا أحسبه يؤمن بالجنة والنار. I don't believe him believing the Jannah and Hellfire, that person. Because there are, Imam Ahmad, he reviewed this kutub, this kitab, what's the name of the kitab? Usul Sunnah. You know, the religion of Allah is two wahi. What are those two wahi? Allah sent down two things or one thing. Yes? Why you don't answer? Al-Quran and Sunnah. Yes. You answer, if you know the answer. If you don't know, you try. Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, his policy, his way was, if he asks question, everyone has to raise his hand. And he chooses who to ask the question. If you know the answer, alhamdulillah. If you do not know, you will learn it. This is very good. Because if you're not expecting any question to be asked, you may be physically here, but Allahu A'lam, your mind is somewhere in Atlanta. طيب. So Allah has sent down two. Al-Kitabu wal-Hikmah. وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة. ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة. واذكرنا ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة. واذكروا ما نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة. So Allah sent down القرآن الكتاب آيات الله الحكمة the sunnah of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is there is all knowledge there. The people of knowledge, to make easy for us the religion, they divide it into subjects. Subject relate to the creed, aqeedah. Subject relate to the ماذا seerah. Subject relate to the fiqh. Subject relate to the tafsir. Subject relate to the hadith. Subject relate to the qiraat. Subject relate to the tajweed. Many subjects. So for instance, the subject of fiqh is about the ibadat, for instance, transactions, and many other subjects. You don't find in other books. You don't find. So you come to that book, they talk about those ulama about the salah. So they mention the condition of prayer, the pillars of prayer, the mandatory of prayer, the sunnah of prayer, how to correct the prayer, everything related to the salah they brought in that. If we would have gone to the Quran and Sunnah, maybe we will never ever find that. Because that necessitates to read all the Quran to understand, to read all the hadith. But these ulama, they know it. Alhamdulillah, they spend years and years, suffer. So they have it, they collected. So from the book is the book they call Kutub al-Aqaid, Kutub al-Sunnah, Usul al-Sunnah, Sharh al-Sunnah. Those they talk about the masail, the maris, there is a clear proof in Quran and Sunnah. So whoever differ, they don't consider being from the people of Sunnah. Because he reject a clear proof. From that is this mas'ala. Imam Ahmad says, I don't believe, he's refuting those who say Jannah and Hellfire exists, but when they say on the day of judgment. They say now it doesn't exist. Allah will create later on. After the resurrection, Allah will create the Jannah and Hellfire. That's what they say. Imam he says, I don't think this even believe in the Hellfire and the Jannah. They say it doesn't exist now. It will exist on the day of judgment. Imam he says, even I don't believe them believe in it, that it will exist on the day of judgment. How? Why Imam Ahmad said so? Yes? Naam? Excellent. He denied the truth that already Prophet ﷺ mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanahu, his messenger mentioned it existed. So someone who rejected that, Imam Ahmad said, I don't believe even he believe it in truly that it will exist on the day of judgment. Sahih. وهو كما قال هؤلاء قالوا they follow أهواء. There is people أهل السنة أهل الأهواء أهل السنة. We ask Allah to include us among them. They are people who follow the Sunnah. أهل الأهواء they follow their هواء. What it seems to me to them, what they feel, what they like, philosophy, analogy. It doesn't matter. It contradicts to the revelation or not. Whatever they find from their opinion. ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد. Fir'aun said to the people, I don't see you to follow, but what I see, he says. Some people, that's how they arrogant. They calling people to their opinion. So there are people of Ahlu Sunnah. If the text is authentic, Allah said it. Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the meaning is understood properly, yes. هذا ديني. هذا هو الحق. وما خالفه فهو باطل. Some people know. They look their mind. If they find the text goes with their mind, with their desire, with their whatever they are upon, they accept it. If not, they rejected it. And they look for justification is to reject it. So, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, here he said, he doesn't believe. The one who denied that the hellfire and the Jannah exists now, he doesn't think he believe it, that it will be created by Allah on the day of resurrection, as he claimed. Why those people they rejected? Why they follow the Hawa? They say, because Allah is wise. Allah is all wise. كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ أُرِيدَ بِهَا بَاطِلٍ. And if Allah all wise, why he subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, creating a hellfire and Jannah, nobody is entering until the day of judgment. They say, Allah is wise. Therefore, it doesn't exist. The ulama, they say, the Jannah, and hellfire. Even today, there are people who have joy and happiness. They have a good life because of the Jannah. There are people who are suffering today because of the hellfire. Who has a proof? Someone is suffering because of hellfire. أحسنت النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. So the followers of Pharaoh, morning and evening, Allah mentioned hellfire is being exposed to them. Is being exposed to them. They are being said, that's your spot. And they get in the heat of it, they're suffering. The carpet from hellfire, the window. And the day of judgment is established, what they will be said, أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد. Oh, angels, make the آل فرعون enter the hellfire, the worst. So yes, there are people being punished today because of hellfire. And on the other hand, there are people who have joy and eating from the Jannah, from that ash-shuhada, martyrs. Prophet ﷺ mentioned the soul of the shaheed enters a green bird. This green bird goes to the trees of the Jannah and eats. And then in the nighttime, it goes under the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has nets there. So already, people are enjoying, yes, the soul and the body is not in Jannah before the day of judgment. The soul and the body collectively is not in Jannah. It's not in hellfire before the day of judgment. But before that, yes, people, they receive. Even in the worldly life, hellfire reaches us. إِنَّ شِدَّةَ الْحَرْ مِنْ فَيْحِ جَهَنَّمْ Prophet ﷺ said, when the heart is severe, it's from the Jahannam. If we understand how, that's the knowledge. If we don't understand, it is the truth. هذا حق. هذا حق. لأن علمنا قاصر. فالشاهد, so in this مسألة, أهل سنة, they believe that the Jannah and hellfire have already created, is already exists because of those texts. These are unseen things. Then whatever comes through authentic source, which is the Quran and Sunnah, should be accepted. Then Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَمَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ مُوَحِّدًا يُصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَيُسْتَغْفَرُ لَهُ وَلَا يُحْجَبُ عَنْهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ وَلَا تُتْرَكُ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِ لِذَنْبٍ أَدْنَبَهُ صَغِيرًا كَانَ أَوْ كَبِيرًا أمره إلى الله تعالى والحمد لله وحده وصلواته على محمد وآله وسلم تسليما. This is the ending of this noble رسالة. It's very good. This book is called Usul Sunnah. I wish every Muslim should read that book, because this is the summarize of the Aqeedah, the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, written by that great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Shaykh al-Bukhari, and the student of al-Shafi'i. Naam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is agreed upon, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So this is his book. Always is very important, especially our time. Our knowledge to be based on the Quran and Sunnah, and to go back to the early books of Ahl Sunnah, especially those who were in the first three generations. Prophet ﷺ, he praised them. خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. So the earlier you can get the books of Ahl Sunnah, the better than later. So if you are upon the understanding of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, and the like, or those before them, Tabi'in, Az-Zuhri, Ibn Sirin, Uwais al-Qarani, and the like, or before them, the understanding of the Sahaba, Ridwan Allah Ta'ala alayhim, how someone can confuse you after that? Tell you somebody born after that years and years. You are ala ruknin adim. You have a strong pillar. That's why it's good to go back to the books of the early scholars while we still benefit from the current scholars who take from those previous scholars. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَمَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. This is the last part of the book. Here, rahimahullah ta'ala said, whoever dies from the Muslims, أهل القبلة means Muslims. The ulama, when they use أهل القبلة, the people of the قبلة, the Kaaba, they mean the Muslims. Whoever dies from the Muslims, worshiping Allah alone, he is to be prayed over, means the funeral prayer, the janazah. And forgiveness is to be sought for him. No sin, whether minor or major, deprives him of the right to be prayed over and for people to seek forgiveness for him. Rather, his affair is with Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Ahmad, he concluded with his book, وَمَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. Whoever died from the Muslims, مُوحِدًا, worshiping none but Allah, no shirk, tawheed, that's a condition. Somebody to be upon tawheed, to believe the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. The oneness of Allah. أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتوحيد. Who said that? أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتوحيد. Who remember? Who is the sahaba who said that? نعم محمد. جزاك الله خير. أحسن الله إليك. أكرمك الله. هو هذا. جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه, when he was explaining how the Prophet ﷺ performed the Hajj. How many times Prophet ﷺ performed Hajj? Abdul Kareem? Just a one or ten? Just a one time. Prophet ﷺ, he performed Hajj just a one time. How about the Sahaba? Abu Bakr, how many times? Two times. Abu Bakr, he's the one who led the Hajj the first year, to announce people, no mushrikeen comes to the Hajj after that. Then Prophet ﷺ, next year. So, what was my question? I forget. Naam. Ahsanta. Jazakumullahu khairan. So the Sahabi Jabir, he described how the Prophet ﷺ, he performed Hajj from beginning to the end. One Sahabi. Go back to the book of Sheikh al-Albani. Sifatu Hajj ala, na'am. Sifatu Hajj at Nabi ﷺ min khalal hadithi Jabir radiallahu anhuma. Jazakumullahu khairan. So the Sahabi, what he said, أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتوحيد. أهل الهلال رفع الصوت. Prophet, he raised his voice, he said, with توحيد. With توحيد. So the word توحيد come from the Sahaba. Some people, they say, where you brought this توحيد in Quran? Where you brought in Sunnah? Also in Sahih al-Bukhari, and Muslim, Prophet, when he said, معاد to Yemen, what he said, فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه إلى أن يوحدوا الله. إلى أن يوحدوا الله. Prophet ﷺ said that. So they make Allah one. Tawheed. What is the meaning of Tawheed? You have ulama who have Tawheed. They author books with the title of Tawheed. Who is the earliest you can remember? Someone who make his book, he give the title of Tawheed. Who can remember? The earliest you can remember. Someone who has the Kitab of Tawheed. Don't say Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, yes? Al-Bukhari? Bukhari has Kitab al-Tawheed, excellent. Barakallahu fiqh, was not in my mind. You gave me benefit. Naam. Excellent. That's what the one in my mind. You take it from me. Ibn Khuzayma, barakallahu fiqh, yes. Imam Bukhari has in his Sahih Kitab al-Tawheed. Al-Imam Ibn Khuzayma, rahimahullah, sahib al-Sahih, he has whole book is about that. Kitab al-Tawheed wa ithbat sifat al-Rabbi Azza wa Jal. Two volume. Ibn Khuzayma. What was his madhab of school of thought? Ibn Khuzayma. Naam. نعم شافعي شافعي ابن خزيمة شافعي رحمه الله is great محدث his student ابن حبان who has also صحيح. المهم ابن خزيمة رحمه الله تعالى يسأل كتاب التوحيد وإثبات صفات الرب عز وجل. If you read this book you think he's معاصر, someone who live our time. What this book is about, by the way, وإثبات صفات الرب عز وجل is about the description of Allah. He reviewed in the Jahmiya. The Jahmiya and who else? معتزلة, who else? Who denied the descriptions of Allah? Who says Allah doesn't have hands? Allah is not up over his throne? Who denied this? Those groups. All those groups, they denied. The Sufiya, they don't accept Allah has hands. They don't accept Allah istawa ala al-arsh. They say istawa ma'ana istawla. And it's a capture and something like that. So the Shaykh is, Ibn Khuzaymah is refuting them. And he brings the proofs and he debate with them. How the Kitab, Kitab al-Tawheed, الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. Who is the author? Yes. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, rahimahullah. What is it about? Uluhiyya. To worship none but Allah. So the first one was about the names and the description of Allah. Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. And this book, Shaykh Muhammad, is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, Tawheed al-Ibadah. To worship only Allah. And there is also books about Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Like the Shaykh Sa'di, rahimahullah. Especially our time is more needed than any other time before. Because today the atheists are much getting advantage from this technology. كثر الملحدون والعياذ بالله. And they confuse many people. They deny Allah's existence. So, and Ahl-Sunnah, every time they look the need. If people have a problem with the Asma wa Sifat, they talk about that a lot. That happened at the time of Imam Ahmad. And Imam Bukhari and that. Imam Bukhari has kitab, خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجهمية وأصحاب التعطيل. Imam Bukhari has that book. أيوة. Imam Ahmad himself has kitab, الرد على الجهمية. Because at that time, there were people who were denying the descriptions of Allah. They say Allah doesn't have hand, Allah doesn't have knowledge, Allah doesn't have all these. And that, if they don't have a Kitab al-Tawheed about Uluhiyya, you don't find it. Because the Muslims didn't have a problem at that time with the shirk. No grief worshiping at the time of Imam Ahmad. Then after time, they started grief worshiping, calling the dead. Especially when the Shia, they captured the Muslims. The Al-Fatimiyun, or the Ubaidiyun, Al-Qaramita. Those who came the fourth generation after Prophet mentioned خير الناس قرني ثم الذين ينون then they came the Shia and even they took the Hajar Aswad the black stone 20 years in Egypt they killed thousands in the Kaaba the Shia والعياذ بالله until today they do the same فتنة والله فتنة والله. So these are those who brought those all these innovations. Celebration of the birthday of Prophet ﷺ, celebrations of this, Ashura, name all these things. By the way, before we forget, Ashura, when it is? Inshallah. Yes? What day? What day is Ashura? Yom, Wednesday? Wednesday. Some people say Thursday. Yes. It depends that people is different on when the moon is started. Yeah. Some of them they say it's Wednesday. Some of them they say Thursday. So the safe side is to do how many days you should fast? 2 days. Safe side, 3 days. What are they? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those 3 days you fast, you don't miss day of Ashura. Inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Usually, people have all usually have differences. Just like Ramadan, people they live on the Eid day. Allah has hikmah, subhanah, wisdom. Al-Muhim, so Wednesday, some people they say the ninth, they say is the, yes. If you fast, now, so if it's Wednesday, the 10th, the Thursday is the 10th. Okay, yeah, you're right. So if you fast, but you're missing the 9th. Yes. So if you fast Khamis, Thursday and Friday, you miss the 9th. Yeah, if the 9th, oh, it's not Yom al-Khamis? Bain al-Arba'a wal-Khamis. Naam. Aywa. Ashir. Sah, Yom al-Ashura. Huwa al-Ashura. Huwa al-Ashura. Naam. Yeah, إذا كان الأربعاء التاسع الخميس عاشوراء وإذا كان الخميس التاسع نعم نعم ولكن يكون ماذا يكون طيب if we assume that the ninth is Wednesday the tenth the day of Ashura is the is Thursday. How about if we assume like other calendars saying Thursday is the ninth, the tenth, the tenth, Tuesday. Oh, that's what I didn't know. Tuesday, Wednesday. I understand now. So not Friday. Okay. Yes, okay. Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, now I understand. Ikhwa, if that goes back to the how the sometimes people they differ while everyone is honest. This difference comes from based on the moon side. Some of them they believe the moon started that day. That's why they say today is 7th. Some they believe no, it didn't start that day. The day after that, that's why they consider tomorrow the 7th. That's the difference. So now Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday. So some people, they believe Tuesday is what? The 9th. And Wednesday, the 10th. Some people, they believe Wednesday is the 9th. And Tuesday is, Thursday is the 10th. So to be safe side. That's what I wanted. Yes? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. بعد أهل يضعف صحيح بعد أهل العلم يضعف هذا الحديث يوما قبل ويوما بعده منهم دكتور محمد بن هادي دكتور محمد بازمول المهم so Tuesday Wednesday Thursday Monday. If I accept Monday, you will call me maybe to Sunday again. Barakallahu fiik. La ba's, la ba's. طيب, we conclude with this book. وَمَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ Imam Ahmad said, whoever died from the people of the Qibla, the Muslim is muwahid and worship in number of Allah, يُصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ the salah should be performed upon him. Means funeral prayer, janazah, wa yustaghfiru lahu, forgiveness should be asked for him. وَلَا يُحْجَبُ عَنْهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, and the istighfar shouldn't be prevented from him. Meaning every Muslim, مَلْهَبَ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعِ, is anyone who is Muslim, regardless how sin is major or minor, his innovation is major or minor, as long as he is the follower of Islam, he deserves dua, to make dua for him, and to pray janazah, prayer on him. Yes, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he left sometime someone who there was debt on him. He said, "Sallu ala sahibukum." When they tell him there is debt on him, he said, "Pray on your companion." And he left until one of the Sahaba promised he will pay on behalf of him. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. So the Imam or whoever can leave to perform janazah prayer on someone who commit a major sin, to warn against other people to do the same. But still there should be people who perform janazah prayer on the Muslim. This fardu kifaya. There must be from Muslims those who pray on the Muslim. وَلَا تُتْرَكُ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِ لِذَنْبٍ أَدْنَبَهُ. The salah shouldn't be left for a sin he committed. صَغِيرًا كَانَ, minor or كَبِيرًا or major. أَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. His affair is with Allah. His affair is with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the janazah prayer should be performed upon every Muslim. والحمد لله, and all praise and thanks be to Allah alone, وحده alone, وصلواته على محمد, and Allah's blessings upon Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام وآله and his family, وسلم تسليما. This is the ending of this book. Tomorrow night, inshallah, we have review. We review in the book, and the night after that, we have the test. The test. If you pass, inshallah, with two conditions, you listen all the classes. Either you took life or you listened. This is a condition to participate the test. Test is not easy. And then you pass the test. There is points, you pass the test. Then after that, you deserve a jazah. You deserve a jazah or certificate on Kitab of Usul Sunnah Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.